Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate for him. You know, that stinks. You never like it when one of you guys gets hurt. Next man up, we got to rally together and get on the same page.
They haven't made anything official, but it seems like Weston is a guy that they like, you know, they want to give a look to in that spot. Is that, I mean, how have you worked with him on the right side and left side?
I mean, we'll get out there and practice and iron out all the wrinkles and just make sure we're all on the same page.
How do you think he's playing?
He's doing good. You know, he's playing well.
Do you buy into the notion that, I mean, that the center really is the leader? I mean, do you look at yourself as leader of that line? And with everything in transition, does that make it any tougher, I guess, to...
We're all up there. We all just talk to each other and, you know, try to set a good example. But it's at the end of the day, it's five guys that got to work together.
Do you try to be the loudest voice in the huddle, all that kind of stuff that's typical of a center? Or?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, like I said, it's a collective with five of us, you know. We work together. You know, everything happens with good, bad, indifferent. It's all five of us together.
The fact that Flats makes you guys all move around, is that actually a help at this point when somebody goes down?
I mean, it can't hurt. I mean, that's kind of, you know, guys bump around. You got to be able to play more than one position.
I mean, it's easy to say next guy up, but, I mean, Schwartz was starting for a reason. I mean, is it is it going to take time to get that, you know, Weston into the mix?
I mean, we're in the NFL. I mean, it's next man up. I mean, everybody's ready to go. We got to be on the same page.
There's been so much talk around here about getting the first team offense going. What was the feeling like when it was clicking there in that 2-minute drill?
It was nice whenever we got rolling and got in a rhythm and we're moving the ball down the field. And we got to know what that feeling feels like, and we got to keep having that.
Is it almost help when you're in that 2-minute situation? Like, maybe do you think a little bit less? Do you worry about a little bit less?
Because I don't think so. I mean, I think just, you know, things are happening quicker and. You know, we were clicking.
How are you personally feeling now that you've gotten a couple games under your belt after you know, having a little bit of time off of the injury? Now that you've played a couple preseason games, gotten those reps, how are you feeling?
I mean, I feel like ankle-wise, I'm fine. It's just, you know, knocking off all the rust and, you know, fixing things, watching the film and fixing things I need to get fixed and move on from there.
How close are you to having all the rust knocked off?
After that third preseason game, I'm ready to go.
You talked about never thinking that this wouldn't happen again, but now that you're back in it, like you said, the rust is knocked off. How good of a feeling is it just to kind of prove to yourself that you can get back?
It's nice. I mean, it's been a long road, and it's been a long time coming, and being able to get back to this position is awesome.
Do you have to extend yourself in any way when there are young guys playing on either side of you in terms of how you mentally process what's going on in the game to make sure that you kind of help them out at the same time?
I mean, you give them as much as you can, but it's their job. And, I mean, everybody says the whole line, we work together to make sure each other knows what each other's doing. And, I mean, we feed off of each other.